to our dedicated Spotify listeners, hello. We wanted to tell you people who just give us your ears,
all these ears
that you can now see us.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to see our faces doing this podcast, yeah, which, I mean, it changes the experience, I guess. But if
ears and eyes,
eyes and ears,
yeah,
and ears,
yeah. You'll be thinking about this for what, the next 6 months?
Yeah, easily.
You'll go home and be like, you know what I did today? Mm-hmm. I punned with ears and years.
Ears. Wow.
This is one of the greatest days of my life. Just those two things.
So if you want to see us,
yeah,
you can on YouTube.
Yes.
We have a YouTube channel which is called Our Last Week. Very yes. inventive.
Yes.
So you can see us there.
Correct.
And you can continue to listen to us without seeing our glorious faces.
On Spotify.
We'll still be on Spotify. Wherever you listen to your podcast.
Any podcast venue. Or you can see us on Instagram in short clips.
Yes.
And Our Last Week podcast.
That's the one.
So, yeah. So, it's not like you've suffered enough with us. Now you can suffer visually.
Visual suffering.
With us. So, thank you, Spotify.
Yes.
And come party with us elsewhere. What a sad thing to say at 47.
Yeah.
And please follow us to get updates on the latest episodes. So, follow us on Instagram.
And on YouTube.
YouTube. And you already are following us on Spotify.
Yes.
Unless you've stumbled upon this, in which case I'm very sorry. If you were looking for a Badshah song.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, Badshah.
Audiomatic presents Our Last Week.
Hi, Kunal.
Hi, Paul.
So, we've moved on to a video format.
Yeah, look at this. This is crazy.
See, I can't look in the camera. I'm not very good at looking at myself.
No, nor can I. But I feel that now the podcast, if we can still call it that, is looking very much like now we need to give much more important information to our viewers. And like maybe some financial advice, health tips, how to become a billionaire.
Ye paanch cheez.
Yeah.
Agar aap karenge mutual funds ke saath.
Is it that kind of podcast?
Yeah. We should make it like that.
I mean, it's
just char cheez.
Yeah.
So
these are the four things you need to do to be funny. Like, isn't
Yeah. One, die. But you're used to the visual medium.
But not in this way, not chatting. I mean, visual medium is also.
But I was just saying, what if because we are now video, we got egos. You know, like, it's just the two of us. We've been doing this nearly a long time. And what if we started saying, you know, I got a little jealous of you. You know, like, his makeup.
More jealous.
More jealous. Yeah. Because I've always been very jealous.
Of course.
Very, very jealous. And then I got more jealous and I was like, oh, his camera angles are better. You know, so when we broke, like this looks like we're friends and we have banter. No? But it broke, we were both very cold.
It's just like it became a different sort of, like when we meet otherwise outside this room.
Yeah, it's cold.
We're just like, so?
Yeah.
Oh, all good?
Fine.
Yeah. Fine. I'll see you on Thursday.
Thursday, 10:30.
Okay.
And then the camera says rolling. Hi, good
hey,
afternoon.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, good.
Just imagine if their relationship, they must be
there
like.
There are lots. I mean, and you see it on film sets all the time. I mean,
See,
you can't be friends with all actors. I mean, generally you do get along, but sometimes they're just like, you know, maybe someone from a different generation or you're not just vibing. So there'll be times when people are just like. And then it'll be like action. Oh, hey, mere yaar, mere dost, mere ma, you're my buddy. Something like that. So, and then again,
cut. Just go back. And they're not even. And senior actors, you know, like I love those scenes where senior actors, you have to play a servile sort of role in front of a very junior actor. So say the junior actor is the commissioner of police. He's got a
and
small.
He's shitting. He's shitting his pants.
You know, he's there. And say Amitabh Bachchan or Shah Rukh Khan.
And he has to play lower status than that guy.
Yeah. So before rolling, you know, this police commissioner, some
has
guy
prostrated himself.
2 days right. Shoot.
Touched the feet, all that stuff
so
has happened.
My daughter, my son goes to the thing, etc. 2 minutes later, says rolling, and Shah Rukh Khan is like, "Mujhe bachalo, sir. Mujhe bachalo, please.
Niklo ya."
I think it's very hard.
It's tough
to suddenly do higher status.
Yeah.
Right. Like especially you're on a day rate. Yeah. You're some junior actor. You know, suddenly you have to get this guy. Itna maro isko. Itna maro. You know, he has to do a line like that. Or pair chua mera. Whatever. He has to do that to Shah Rukh Khan. You know, it must be difficult.
It's tough. And
you ever have a situation where the actor goes, I got to do this. He starts crying and leaving the room. He did 9 auditions. He can't do this.
Yeah. A lot of times what happens is that the pressure, especially, you know, people who are not necessarily new to the business, but, you know, they have a day part or they just come in for the thing. A lot of them, the director or this thing will say, jaise audition mein kiya tha na, waise hi karna. And they're not going to get it exactly like how you did in the audition, right? It's like you keep varying it and all that. It's like, arre yaar, jo audition mein kiya tha, wo karna. Wo hi achha tha. Wo hi achha hai. He's like, what did I do in the audition? I don't even know.
It was even me.
I sent a tape. It was like 6 months ago. And this guy's just seen it. The casting guy just showed it to him. I don't know. So much happened in the middle. What did I do in the audition? He's like, jo audition mein kiya tha, wo hi karna.
Yeah.
And then I like the way the you know, generally in certain situations the director or the this thing will get, or the AD will start getting angry with the guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, "Arey yaar, you know,
Kalpesh yaar,
just get sit, come on the mark, yaar." It's like, so it gets into that.
Really,
and
that guy,
and he's supposed to play the guy who's come in as the lawyer who's going to fuck up this whole room, you know. And he's just he's just there with his suitcase. He's prepared his lines and all that stuff. And he's just there, like, he's supposed to be the highest status in the room.
He's the judge.
He's the main guy over there. But otherwise, as soon as it cuts, now he's like, suddenly the status goes zoom, and it's just like.
Funny.
And he's like, "Koi dekhega mera, kuch crack ho raha idhar." Nobody gives a shit. His status has fallen in an instant.
He's also
that
a
is
judge,
where the acting comes.
So he's seated in a higher.
He's higher, whatever, you know, he's a judge, he's a lawyer, whatever it is. So the acting comes from. It's not coming necessarily from how you do your lines. It comes with how you deal with that shift in power in that moment of cut
it's
and
that
action.
One second.
It's that, oh shit, now I'm nobody. Now no one's looking at me. Now, are koi pani dega koi. And then suddenly it's like,
dabbing the
milord. Then everyone suddenly. It's rolling. Everyone's like, "Oh, now we'll suck your balls. Now you are aap hi ho."
And judge ko lunch mein chodo.
Arey usko chodo yaar. Audition nahi diya. Theek se nahi kar raha hai sala. So your
judges are pretty. Crawls.
So it's a very.
It's very sad actually.
It's sad. So these are the quick things that you have to deal with. Very.
Status is tricky.
It's tricky. So you're saying that in our relationship, you're saying that we should introduce high and low status a little bit to make it a little bit more dynamic.
I love situations where it's only two people, but it's uncomfortable.
There's friction.
There's friction. You know, what if I think that, you know, we don't have enough friction, and I've figured what must it be like for very famous podcast people, you know, where the dynamic seems like they're like, good friends or whatever, but there's actually quite a bit of tension.
I think it actually makes it a little bit more interesting.
Better.
It makes it better when there's a little friction,
and
even
for
when,
the producers also, you know, like they're everyone's walking on eggshells.
Yeah,
but it's just two guys who are not friends.
Hmm.
You know, they come in, they do a thing together, well, but they're not actually friends.
They're not actually friendly.
Yeah, they're quite, you know.
Standoffish.
Yeah.
But it's nice. I think that even when you're watching it, it keeps it competitive. You
know,
I think that we can get quite lax.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll say something funny.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll have an interesting observation.
Yeah.
I just got to react.
And there's generosity, which is a problem.
It's a problem. I think that, you know, as soon as you get into the region of jealousy,
yeah, What's he saying?
He said something funny. I'll say something much funnier.
Fuck him.
I'll show him now. And outwardly, it's all looking very this thing. But inwardly, there's that. So I think that...
You guys have such good friendship. Yeah, we're friends.
We need a little bit of that.
That little tension.
I think that, you know, we need to sour this relationship a little bit. Because it's getting too cushy, I feel.
I've heard Simon and Garfunkel, Laurel and Hardy, you know, great duos, never really got along.
Are you mentioning us in that breath?
Same breath.
Right.
So we are in that league only.
Same.
Bigger.
Lot.
Because what's the worst? It's visual now, right? Maximum they'll abuse us on YouTube. Saying, who are these guys?
Who do they think they are?
You know, I've seen them at Juice Center. They're not that big.
Yeah.
You know, like... I've seen him in...
He walks his dog in that torn t-shirt in the morning. Who is he?
Yeah. His dog shits where my dog shits. You know the moment... This brings me to another conundrum, a topic I want to bring up, which is accessibility. You know, I think the moment people can place you in a place where they go, you know, your status falls a lot.
He goes there only.
I've seen him at Britannia alone.
But what does that mean? So that you've seen a person in a place.
Yeah. But in India, it's a thing. The moment you...
Oh, he's from there only.
He orders from Fasos.
Same.
So the moment...
He uses Zomato. Even I use Zomato.
Say a Saif Ali Khan...
Was walking on the road.
He's not expected to walk on the road.
Just casually.
And if he does, it'll be seen as an anomaly.
Or
you know, his
seen
car
as,
must have broken down. You know, his Mercedes must have something.
No, but if someone sees him, they'll say, "Arey, what has happened to Saif? I saw him. He was walking on the road that day. He was just walking.
On a road.
Just like that.
In front of his house.
Just walking on the road.
He just walked into a coffee shop, bought a coffee and left. It was so simple.
He's really down to earth.
He's supposed to do. It's a coffee shop. He's going to go and buy coffee.
I think he's very down to earth.
I think even before you can get famous in India, even if you're a little bit known, you have to cut off entirely from the public.
That's the only way. And ideally your own family also. Yeah.
You have to be a little aloof from your own wife also. Because everyone must think you're a celeb.
So you should make appearances in the living room and all that stuff.
Even if it's just you and
because
your
wife. Because I've always thought of celebrities who have had, like, they have a large room and the door is always shut. And suddenly you just see like a shadow of a person pass by in their own house. You know, it's like, did he just pass? Oh, I could smell him. Huh? I think he went from here. So it's like,
you act like
it's a phantom.
Slap,
like a,
but it's only two people live there.
Yeah.
The maid.
It's like, ooh. I think he's come out of the room. Huh? And it's his own house. He's going to come out of the room.
His own wife.
His own wife. He's come.
He may
he's
come
in
order.
He might come. Yeah. What is the time? It's 12:30.
He'll come,
he's just
come.
Waking up. It's that kind of thing. I've always thought of...
He's out. He's like, enter like a celeb also. I just think it's...
So you're saying you need
you
that
need to be
kind
a star
of aura.
All the time.
Even
all
in your own
time.
Home.
Kunal.
Yes.
I've been thinking... the leader of the opposition is a man called Rahul Gandhi.
Yeah, it is.
And he's...
Well, is he...
He's actually not the leader
he's
of the
not.
Opposition. The leader of the opposition is a man called Mallikarjun Kharge. Who is not doing a long walking tour across India. He's not.
No.
But Rahul Gandhi is. Gandhi is going on a long...
Padyatra.
Yeah, long...
Well, he's driving and walking and driving and walking. It's not like the earlier one. Now I think he has a lot of territory to cover. So he's driving to a place, then walking a little bit and then... It's
but
a yatra.
I do that also. I drive.
Yeah.
I drove a bit here, walked here.
Yeah.
But I can also call it something.
It's a yatra, whatever it is.
We're all on a yatra, technically. Yeah. A journey.
A journey, yeah.
I was just thinking, if you and I went for a long yatra, Kashmir to Kanyakumari, and say, walk with me for justice, walk with me for world peace, do you think anyone will come?
I don't know.
Initially, we do a general announcement.
See, I
join
think
us.
Join us. But I think that it would have to be, like, people would join depending on what the issue is.
They'd ask, what is the issue?
What's the issue?
I think that Mr. Rahul Gandhi's figured it out. He said, if I'm walking, then first of all, it's temporary. You see me, but if you don't like me, I've walked ahead.
I've gone. I've left your city even before I've arrived.
Because I came, I walked, I've gone.
Yeah.
But I've done it. Mm. You are talking about
I'm
me.
I'm not hanging around.
I'm not lingering. I'm not saying I'm here, I'm not eating. I'm gone.
Mm.
So, I'm just saying our cause should be a walking one.
A walking
walk
one.
Walk with our last week.
But what is the cause?
For justice. Let's say something vague like that.
No, I don't
justice.
Think people will join. See, I think that it has to be something that resonates with people and us also.
Mm.
Like, I'm saying that, like, say it was chicken wings for everyone. I'm saying, like, if it was something that's a little specific, you know, it's like, it's saying, bring back MSG. I don't know, something that was like...
Pay GST only when you're feeling happy.
Correct. So, like, if it has to be something very specific.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, Mr. Rahul Gandhi saying, I'm walking for Nyay, I'm walking for justice.
But it's, you're not... It's too broad.
Too generic.
It's too broad. Because then, it's like, everyone supports Nyay. Everyone supports justice. But if it was very, specific,
yeah,
it's like suspenders are a thing. And like, I'm just said like, I want suspenders back. You know, I personally,
you know that Kunal Roy Kapoor,
he's walking for suspenders
from Kashmir to Kanyakumari.
He's just saying like, bring back suspenders, and he's just going on this like 400 day walk.
Chalo.
Let's go.
What are you doing for 400 days? Nothing.
And I love suspenders. Because I'm saying there will be some people who love suspenders.
They'll book hotels along the way.
They'll do that.
Some lemon tree. Some eat at Kailash Parbat. And they'll walk with us.
They'll come.
For suspenders.
But something.
But see, that's the thing. Like, generic, you're saying generic positive or generic negative is difficult. Like, if, say, Mr. Rahul Gandhi is saying, I want to walk for Anyay. Like, I want more injustice. You know, I'm walking for Bhrashtachar. You know, like, in a while, people be like, what? He's walking for... Yeah, it sounds like fun.
It's good.
Yeah.
Because if you said, I'm walk for corruption. I'm
saying like, there'll be some 10-20 who...
100%, there'll be some people who'll be fully for it. Like, bring back the days of the, you know, I want the
under the
80s
table cash.
Back. 80s
yeah.
back. I yeah. want... So I'm saying there'll be some group of people who'll definitely join.
Miss nahi karte the jab kaam ho jata tha 500 rupaye mein. So some people will say
line kaato. Line kaato should also be one this thing.
Kyu todo? Yeah. App band kar.
Yeah.
Bahut kuch jump zyada simple nahi ho gaya?
Yeah.
It's become too simple.
Bring back the weight of money. That should be the thing, you know.
पोस्ट ऑफिस में कोई जाता नहीं है यू नो गवर्नमेंट बैंक याद है जब लाइन करते दे बिगिन विद नॉस्टैल्जिया यू नो लाइक यू मिस द 80s
बट देयर विल बी आई एम सेइंग यू गेट समवन
विल वन अंकल विल गो
या
वन अंकल विल से हां मैं मिस करता हूं द अदर थिंग आई लाइक इज व्हेन यू वॉक फॉर अ कॉज एंड By the way, I just looked at our producers and they're not impressed by this walk.
No, no, they're not happy with this walk.
They're thinking, what are these uncles want to bring back? what I'm saying is, sometimes when you go on a long walk and no one is coming with you, you know, Rabindranath Tagore had that very famous song, right? Jodito Dakshune Keu Naashe Akla Cholore. It's a Bengali song. It says, nobody hears your call, walk alone. It was to support Gandhi for his walk, right? And I think that's quite applicable if you are a no-name celebrity, like I am, or, you know. I mean, you are better known. You might get 2-3 people. But I'm just saying, say you start a walk, you know, for a good cause, like peace, pollution, stop construction in Bombay, unnecessarily, whatever you start, and no one comes. Things get a bit desperate. Then, how good would you be at evolving? Meaning, like now quickly... Let me change the topic of the walk.
Pivot.
Pivot. You would quickly pivot to something very specific, you know? Like,
see, I'm sure like the one
like
that...
How troubles... much chicken is there in Motimal butter chicken? Like it got very specific.
So, like the stuff that troubles me, the walk would start with dust and noise pollution in Bombay. It genuinely troubles me.
And you're walking, say, from Vashi to Colaba.
Right. I think that by the time I hit, you know, like... Say I'm coming back from Vashi. By the time I'm in Chembur, for instance, I think I would have to pivot to, you know...
Something very specific.
Something very specific.
Yeah.
And it would have
like
to be...
Like you say, I'm walking for Ayushman Khurrana. But you don't specify...
For what?
for what?
Yeah.
Just for Ayushman Khurrana. Like, you'll get some people to join.
Declare you. Misal Pav Maharashtra state breakfast.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then it would be like by the time you come to Kulaba, it would be.
Yeah.
You know, it would be Kola Puri Chappals to be made mandatory. Like, yeah. It would be like something even more.
And then more and more people would come.
Yeah.
But I've realized that if you're going for a walk for a cause and no one comes, even after changing the topic so many times, this is what we ordinary mortals would have to deal with that Mr. Rahul Gandhi may not have to deal with.
Hmm.
That after a while, then you start, I think, calling people and saying, please come.
Because I think there's a two kinds of running. There's running for a cause and there's running for no cause. Because right now, I think there are too many people running for causes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're like, you're saying Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Why is he walking?
But right? He had no, as in he was just running, right?
Yeah.
Because he was running away from something, memory, whatever, whatever. He was running.
And people just started joining him.
And they gave him a cause.
Mm.
And I think that's what's interesting is that when you, like when you start one of these things.
Why is Kunal Roy Kapoor walking barefoot?
I think it's to do with butter
cancer,
chicken.
Cancer. No, oh, it's suspenders. Butter chicken. Suspenders he's walking.
It's water quality.
No acting rights.
Oh. No, should someone, we join him?
Sampan said it's for that coastal road.
For or against?
So we don't know because earlier he was for Misal Pav, now he's for the coastal road. Chal, let's go find
out. We'll find out. I think that in those cases, people then, you just need to get people together to walk for whatever cause they feel strongly for.
Yeah.
You know? And they just walk.
What's your thing?
What's your thing? Fried eggs. Come.
So each person walks for a different. So you're like any of those very welcoming gods, you know, like
I'm an aggregator. I'm an aggregator of causes.
Yeah, you're like the Zomato of long walks.
Of long walks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's your thing?
Disability. My thing is orphans.
You walk for that. What's your thing? Sound design.
Yeah.
And bad sound design in Hollywood films. Come. Join us.
Like how marathons people run for
exactly. Anything. You can run for anything.
Yeah. So you're like the messiah of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would work.
I think the Congress Party of India is a bit like that.
Correct.
I think it's a bit of anything for anything.
Yeah.
Which
Nyai.
Yeah.
It's just one thing.
It's anything. Whereas the opposition party is very specific. Like this is who we are.
Ram.
This is our thing.
Yeah.
You know, this is our thing.
Simple.
Yeah. And the opposition, what's your thing? Anything. Anything that's not their thing.
Yeah.
Theirs is very specific.
Very, very specific.
Ours is everything.
Ours is everything else.
That should be the Congress Party's motto. Congress, hum sab kuch hai jo wo
nahi hai. I have a conundrum about spectacles.
Yeah, okay, very good conundrum.
And do you used to wear spectacles? You wear.
I'm getting there now. I'm getting there. I can't. I'm having difficulty reading very small things. Like I have to do stuff like this.
But there was a time when you had some spectacles.
I have spectacles.
But
I
you
have,
don't this thing.
Yeah. I don't have the right, like for distance, like this is much, I can see you.
Yeah.
But I can't read anything.
Right.
So it's not funny, I'm just sharing.
No, that's okay. The thing is that I'm finding that spectacles are getting very expensive.
Yeah.
And the lenses and all that stuff, they're putting me there, as in it's now costing over 10, 15,000.
Really?
Yeah, to just get, you know, I mean, fully with the spectacles and the glass and everything like that.
15,000 rupees to get a pair of spectacles in India?
Yes, yes. I'm sure you can get one for 5,000-6,000 bucks too. But I'm saying with a decent frame, not these are horrible because whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying generally you get a nice pair of spectacles. It's anywhere upwards of 10,000 bucks.
We should walk for that.
Exactly. So I'm saying, should I stop seeing? Is it better to just stop seeing?
Yeah.
Like, should I get my eyes corrected? You know, they do this thing where
surgery,
they put a surgery laser thing. They put a new lens inside. So it's a conundrum. I mean, it's a serious conundrum. But I'm saying that it's coming from the fact that I think spectacles are becoming too expensive and too much of a chore.
My father's been blind for many years.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that many complaints.
Hmm.
I mean, he complains that he's blind.
But what is he missing really? Not much.
I think it's perfectly normal to go through life blurry.
Blurry, no? You think it could open up like a different creative thing for me? Like to be... Because I would have to stop reading much.
Mm.
And I have to limit the amount of screen time because then... And then my eyes would just give up.
But you could be like one of those cool actors where it's like, Kunal Roy Kapoor, he's blind. So you have to tell him the script. Huh?
Yeah. Just, he has to hear it.
Yeah. So
he can see shape and this thing, but yeah, he's mostly...
Like broadly, he can't tell. So just go and whisper things to him. Huh? Don't bother him.
So what should I do? I'm just wondering.
You'll
what
get a lot of sympathy. My dad gets a lot of sympathy. And what also happens is he's blind, but I don't know if some of it, if he's making it up, it's definitely to his advantage.
He's also faking some deafness also.
Some deafness. Can't hear. I can't see. There's a lot people will tell you, you know, like they come up, they're like, you know, Mr. Ball, Shomarish. You know that thing. And then you decide, do I want to speak to Shomarish or not? I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
I'm 86. You know, like, so you can then just speak to
the ones,
you know,
that.
But some guy comes up, Mr. Ball, Rudrajit Banerjee. Rudrajit. Oh, listen, I've been wanting to speak to you for a while. I said, that form that I'd given, you're just a different guy.
You're there.
Yeah. A good disability should be useful.
Useful.
You know?
So I'm thinking I might have to stop the glasses. I might have to stop the spectacles. It's just, it's getting too much.
But what a good set of excuses, you know, like they'll ask your kids, why haven't your college fees been filled?
My father's blind, actually. He can't
see anything.
But he just needs spectacles. He's not blind.
Yeah, but he's
now what can we
now
say?
Now what, he's, that's, you know.
But he's walking for it. He's walking for
it. He's walking from Kashmir to Kanyakumari. He's walking.
To reduce the price of spectacles.
Kunal.
Yes.
I have a social interaction conundrum. You ever, you've been to a party in life?
I have, yeah.
So, in parties, do you sometimes feel like, because you're a little bit well known, you're being used as a bit of a tool. You know? So my conundrum is, I just want to have a normal conversation at a dinner party. How are you? What do you do? Etc. In India, it's very difficult, I've realized. Because the moment you say, you know, I'm a comedian.
Right.
Anywhere else in the world, I've realized people would say, oh, tell us a little more. Where do you do comedy? Here, I've noticed that the first thing the person does is try to establish who they know in your sphere. You said, you know something? You know something? Comedian, no? You know something? That comedian Mehmood, his daughter, I used to play squash with her. I played squash with Mehmood's daughter for years. I played squash with her. She used to come to our house all the time. You know, and she married this guy who became very big in Qatar. Very big. We're very close. We've done some business also together.
What's his name?
One second. You meet my wife. One second. I'm calling her. Shalja. So now we've gone somewhere else.
Yeah.
Based on comedy, because he's trying to draw some tenuous connection.
Right.
And it makes the social event quite unbearable because you're waiting there for him to build his
story
around someone he loosely knows in your profession.
Yeah.
And I want to know, my conundrum is, do I not leave my house? Sometimes you have to leave your house. And how do you keep the social conversation interesting? Like, how do you, like, either you, like, if you tell someone that I do a thing that they'll have no connection with, like, you know, I'm very big in, you know, my family makes graveyards. Then there's no space there. You know, like four or five main graveyards of Bombay, we do the digging and the burying and all. We're a very famous old Christian family.
No, but in India, the problem is that someone will definitely connect. You're in graveyards.
You know, DeCosta.
I just put someone in the coffin. Who died?
That DeCosta guy, no? He was very senior at Raymond's.
One of yours, was it one of your properties? So it'll be like...
We just took him to
Baikala. So tell me, what is the rate right now for the square foot rate? What is it right now for the, you know, we're looking to make a few books.
Three bodies I know over there.
One on top of the other. They're all stacked on top of each other.
It's yours only, that
yours
one.
It must be.
You should have told me.
So you had started the stacking system. Wow, this guy is a big in this.
Yeah.
So
that's one kind of social interaction.
Right.
You know, where, and I don't know if you have any advice on I guess there you just have to take incoming, right? You just have to...
It's incoming fire.
Yeah.
You just go to... You're in the trenches.
Mm.
And the fire is going... Duck, 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 duck. You're just... And you're just smiling in the trenches. And you're just like, oh, yeah, yeah. Of course, yeah, yeah. Mm. Oh, that's very interesting. Mm. So, oh, his daughter. Mm. Nice. So you're just taking it.
Mm.
I think that it's important to... Like for me, I like to bring the conversation back to the here and now.
Mm. You're a here and now guy.
I'm a here and now guy.
Because though that's a moment you're both experiencing.
At the same time.
Snacks. Drinks.
You know, drinks.
Yeah.
You know, like here and now. We can talk about these things. Dip. Try this.
Yeah.
Have you tried it with that?
Yeah. Then it's a nice day for an outdoor party.
Yeah. It's a lovely... So then it becomes about this.
Mm.
You know?
And then that becomes a shared moment. It's like, I like this theory because it's school. You know, in school.
School, yeah.
My very first formative memories of friendship are about four or five guys kicking me in my balls.
Right. Here and now.
It was very much here and now. They saw me. I was a small, fat boy.
Yeah.
They said, this is a guy we should kick in the balls.
Veggie and ball kick.
Yeah. Yeah. For 30 years, we've talked about that. You know what I mean? We did one here and now.
Hmm.
And it's lasted so many reunions.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Remember class one, Paul, remember you came. And you've met some of my school friends, right? And you say, you came, remember class one, right? And on day two, you say, well, geography book, and you kicked him with the balls only there. Now, that has given you one memory.
Hmm.
We're 47 years old, we're still meeting, and that memory keeps coming up. Because we're not making new here and nows.
Hmm.
At the 30-year school reunion,
yeah,
if someone who's almost 50 kicked another 52-year-old in the balls, sorry,
this is what happens in the visual medium.
What happens?
You can't get away from all sort of debris falling off your face.
My nose.
Yeah.
So imagine now. Let's make someone gets fed up and says, "I'm tired of old memories. Let's make some new memories."
Hmm.
And some 52-year-old kicks him in the balls there. Then it's going to be talk about that for the next 30 years.
They'll have four more parties to celebrate that moment.
Yeah, the here and now moment.
You so happy at the last party.
He's got grandkids. Yeah, he's got grandkids.
He kicked him in the balls.
He just kicked him in the balls. So we'll meet died.
Next Friday. We'll meet next Friday.
We got to talk about this.
We got to talk about this in depth.
Just come to my house in depth. I have to tell you this. This happened to me recently. I went to a dinner party a few weeks ago, and this is a bit of a conundrum because someone had a stroke.
Oh,
so
really?
There was round tables at dinner. It was older person's thing. I went with my mum, and one person had a stroke, and he was talking, and he just and kind of fell.
Oh God!
Now it was a very big garden.
Hmm.
So there was a crowd around the passed out person. He wasn't dead. He was still breathing.
Hmm.
Crowd, hospital, calling, panic. But the rest of the party carried on because no one knew what had happened.
Hmm. Hmm.
Some people were getting food. Some people went to the bar. Some people came in, saw what's going on, quietly left the party.
Hmm.
And I want to know, my conundrum is, what is a protocol if someone is dying in the middle of a party?
Well, I guess the thing would be generally to call off a party or to make the person's life the priority.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that the person...
But it was like a 100-people party, and to get the information around that one person is dying.
Yeah.
So please get out was not...
No, I see, the thing is that if it's a party for older people,
yeah,
like say it's someone's 50th anniversary and all that stuff, I think that now there should be provisions made.
There should be an area.
There should be a designated area. Which is, you know, whatever. Corner of death. I mean, whatever, like ICU, emergency, medical aid, whatever, there's oxygen on standby, doctor on call, that kind of thing. Because, you can expect this thing to happen.
Yeah.
Especially people are going to be dancing, drinking, you know, like, I think...
Did the Kapoors come? Yeah, they came.
They came, but
then they died also.
One of them, you know, he didn't take it too well. Because, like, see, children's birthday party, they have those different areas, no? They have, like, a magic show will happen. Bouncy castle will be there.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of older people also can enjoy all these things.
Yeah.
Dance floor, bouncy castle for older people. Yeah. And then an ICU area.
Yeah. Candy so floss.
Candy floss, drinks.
Death.
I think 4 or 5 people.
Not everyone has to leave that party alive. It's not possible. What happened here is that for his breathing, they put him down on the ground. So the other people who were walking to the bar to get drinks were just passing what looked like a dead body. You know, but there was a small crowd around it and they could see between the legs that it was a dead body.
So the guy was just like looking like this and then he was like, give me a large whiskey, huh?
Yeah. And there's a dead body.
What happened? Yeah,
he died.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, you know Sukhvinder, no? He was a retired, he was colonel, yeah, he died.
Oh.
Dinner served?
No, they're taking it out. It is a big conundrum for me. Is that, see, one thing is that it happens at the party. A calamity happens at the party. The other time that this happens is that if there is a calamity within your city, there's been an accident, there's been some sort of incident. I remember I was guilty of this. There was a bridge collapse at VT station. And some people died in the thing. But I was having a drink at some bar. And I was thinking, should I be here having a drink? And on the news, I'm seeing some people have died. Is it right then to have the drink? Does the proximity to a calamity determine whether you should or shouldn't have fun? Yeah. Fun or a relaxed evening or whatever. I mean, you're not like, you're not going out dancing.
Depends
or whatever,
on your moral compass. Like, say, for example.
But I'm saying, but calamities happen all around the world.
Yeah.
Like, say, on a daily basis, there'll be some bus incident in on the Ghat somewhere or in Himachal somewhere. There'll be something happen in Calcutta or Kerala.
That's a great conundrum. So
I'm saying that now, because it's in my general vicinity and in my proximity, do I then need to change? I'm assuming like if it happens in my immediate space, I guess it would affect me. But if it happened in my city and it's a calamity and it's a tragedy, but then how am I supposed to then navigate my evening then morally?
I suppose you should cancel. I had a show the night the Queen of England died. And they didn't know what to do. So they said, if you feel like coming for comedy tonight, come. And some people came. But the bizarre thing they announced is, if you were going to do an hour of comedy in honor of the Queen, do half an hour. Which I thought was a bizarre rule. Like, how are we disrespecting the Queen by doing...
By reducing half an hour.
By reducing the amount. So people try to figure out how to grieve, but it's very difficult. Same thing.
But I think that the option for grief, like say you didn't feel grief at the time of the Queen's death. It's an old lady, whatever, she died. But you're not grieving the death, you're not in mourning.
But you are not given the choice only, it's the institution.
Hmm.
But it depends on your moral compass. There's also the person who would have looked at the bridge collapsing in Churchgate. And their first thought would not be dead people, but shit, I'll be late going home.
There would be those people.
So there's...
Arey, udhar wo bridge gaya, mera abhi...
Ab ghar kaise jaunga?
Train mein sab...
300 log mar gaya hai. Wo theek hai, par ab ghar kaise jaunga? So I think that it's always good to have no morality.
No morality.
To be a little cold-blooded. You know?
Cold-blooded partier.
Cold-blooded. Because the only way to party... cold-blooded partier.
Yeah.
Kunal Roy Kapoor, Walker, cold-blooded partier. And right there also, any world event calamity happens on this day, I don't give a fuck.
This party nothing is going to cancel this.
This party is going on till 4 o'clock.
You're going to have to come here and die in my presence.
This party is on.
Even if you die in my presence, I will still be partying.
Yeah.
Cold-blooded partier.
Is it the cabinet of India has been kidnapped?
But could that be a villain? Could that be a villain? A super
cold-blooded
villain?
Cold-blooded partier. He just, whatever happens,
he's just going to party.
It's just, you know, national, international, he's there. He's enjoying.
So he's many people have died. Cold-blooded party. Not going to stop.
World War III has started.
Cold-blooded party.
cold-blooded partier. He's like, I don't care about Vladimir Putin. Yeah. I don't care about Narendra Modi. This party is on.
I'm a cold-blooded partier.
Single-handed. Party, yeah. Party, party. That's what you need.
Yeah.
I have a final conundrum, Kunal.
Yes.
You and I went to see Ed Sheeran.
Yes. How was your entire experience at the concert? Because I had to walk a lot. It was, I mean, the concert itself was great, but on either end of the concert was very painful. Walking to the venue, walking away from the venue was a nightmarish experience.
So I got into a fight at a train station. We took
you
the
personally
train
got into a fight.
I personally got into a brawl with a group of young ladies.
Oh, I'd love to see this.
Had broken the line at Mahalakshmi train station.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to buy tickets. So did everybody else. So there was a long queue. And it got to a point where these ladies decided that they were going to go to the ticket machine without standing in line. One uncle behind me decided to block their QR vision. And the uncle said, but we have stood in queue for the QR code. You are going behind and jumping, so I'll block you. Is this woman had a great answer. She said, I've been standing here. Excuse me. I'm sorry, I can't wait in this line because I thought where I was waiting was the queue.
But she has waited.
That was her excuse.
Then I did do the waiting.
I've done.
I stood here and waited or whether I stood there and waited.
Yeah.
I waited.
Yeah.
We walked together like this. Tuck, 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 tuck.
No,
tuck.
She
we
didn't.
Walked.
So she waited in the wrong place where there was no queue. Always trying to nudge in. Not understanding that there's a massive queue.
Oh, that's another thing. Then she's not done the full waiting.
She's waited.
But not
because
the
no
same.
One's letting her get in only. She's nudging, but they're not letting her get in. She said, I put in my 40 minutes, just not where you want me to.
This is a...
Do you have any right to block my QR? I've waited. I've waited for a
reasonable amount of time.
Yeah. It's not my job to know your queue. Do I have to follow your queue or can I be my own queue?
How can you be in your own queue? Then you just stand. You stand at the stadium then, wait over there, you have your beer and just pretend like you're waiting. Then you come here. You say, I waited there. Now I have to wait here again. What were you doing waiting there? No, I was waiting.
So
I was eating chips
life,
and I had a beer.
Just waiting is not enough.
No. You have to wait at the right place. See, be at the right place at the right time.
Not be anywhere at the right time.
not wait anywhere wherever you want.
At whatever time.
At whatever time.
Whatever length of time.
Yeah.
So life will only happen to you if you wait at the right place at the right time.
Yeah. See, what else?
What
you
else?
Waited at the wrong
what
place
else? What else?
For the right
lady,
time.
Lady, if you're watching this, just listen to this wisdom. You can't just
wrong
wait anywhere.
Place
you can't
at
stand
the right
here
time.
And wait. For like 4 or 5 hours, middle of a podcast
say
recording.
Say you were standing here.
Yeah, for 4 hours.
And then 45
you still
minutes
won't
later,
get
you
your
said,
ticket.
Where's my ticket?
People can't like, help you.
But why are you waiting here? We're doing
a
podcast.
Podcast.
Say, but I've waited now.
Yeah.
I waited.
It's the wrong place.
See, now what? Then you could have waited, then you could have gone to the Indian team also.
Yeah. Just don't do anything like a fool. So yeah, you also, listeners, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Do some things. That's all. This is our last week.
This is.
Yeah, you can follow us here, wherever you're watching this.
So this is our channel.
Yeah.
This is a channel, our last week channel.
Yeah.
There's also our last week Instagram.
Instagram
handle,
is there also.
Page. You can go onto Instagram and follow us on
two
our
things
last
you can
week.
Do. Those two things.
Individually also you can follow us. You can.
But just follow these things. Don't go wait in a line.
Somewhere else. Don't go to some other page.
Yeah. And say, why are you guys not here?
Why are you not posting anything? Because you're not following our page.
Yeah.
You're following some other page.
Yeah.
Why are you waiting there?
Don't go to Karnataka Golf Club's page.
And then say,
you're no podcast
there.
Yeah, obviously not, because they'll post about golf balls and all.
You come here and
this is it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be in the right line.
Yeah. And also be a cold-blooded partier.
Cold-blooded partier.
War, demolition, famine, you just party. Just party.
Bye.
Bye.